Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation, where each and every week, man, I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And today, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not going to disappoint y'all, right? But besides that, let's just say something here, all right? Tonight's my 100th show, okay? So I'm celebrating, right? Because I made it to 100 episodes. Now, for a lot of people I know, some of your favorite podcasters, they up in the thousands and all that other stuff. And I respect that, right? But what I do want to appreciate about what's going on with what I have here, Sparking Conversation, is the consistency. Like, you got to kind of think about it, right? There's a lot of people who don't make it past episode 5, right? And I'm not in the space of comparison. I'm just saying, like, why I'm so thankful and why I get up here each and every week and I start the show off by thanking all of the people who download the audio version of the podcast as well too, right? Because they pay attention when they're not looking. I always say, you know, most people are stimulated by multiple senses at the same time. Very seldom do people just apply to one, right? Unless they lose something, right? And then they work on all the other ones. But as long as they have all of the 5 senses, most people get extra stimulated by multiple senses at the same time. So, you know, when it comes to going viral and all these other things, these are all things that people are looking at visually, and then they may be hearing it, and then all of these other things. So those are a couple of senses at one time. But just to be listening to you, not hearing you, right, not visualizing what you're saying, not so much about visualizing what you look like, and then boom, getting the information and then being able to share it with other people. So I think that's dope. Right. So thank y'all again, all my people who download the audio version of the platform. Another thing, right? So just coming back off of vacation, I want to talk about this a little bit, right? Because I needed that, right? But the one thing that I want to say about being on an island, right? So it was in Puerto Rico. And I've been there before. But what I wanted to say about it is how much it forces you to be in nature. And, you know, so much as us as human beings, we're disconnected from nature, right? Because that's the one thing that we don't find exciting. We just think outside is outside, and whatever goes on in our little world only goes on into the places that we frequent, whether it be home, whether it be your job, or whatever you do on a regular basis. You feel like your world is confined to those particular spaces so much that you don't get a chance to appreciate what goes on around you, right? You who you are, what you make up, what you're made of, and we're all made of nature, right? So being in nature will change your perspective about so many other things that you have going on in life, right? Because what you do is we all take the problems that we have, and everyone has them, right? But we take those things and we like to put those in the forefront. As much as people like to say that they love to be in control, the one thing that they don't control is negativity. And I don't understand that, because if everybody wants to be independent and you want to be in control of your life and you say you do what you want to do, then why can't you deal with adversity when it comes? Why can't you deal with negativity when it comes? Why can't you see the glass half full instead of half empty, even though the situation you're in making you feel half empty, but you can still look at it like half full? Let's think about this, right? For example, somebody going to a job right now every day that they hate. But if they get laid off right now, they'll be upset. You've been saying for the longest, I don't want to work here. I don't want to be here. I wish I had another opportunity. I wish. Now you are forced to get what you asked for. And then now you're upset because they want to let you go. But you don't like the job. Like, you really don't. So the example is that being in nature will change your perspective. Sometimes you got to look around. You got to see how things roll, and they don't do the same things we do. They get up and work every day, but then they work on themselves. How many of us are out here working on ourselves on a daily basis? Barely up, barely none, you know, like there are a few people and there are a lot of people, right? Depending on where you are. But for the most part, most people don't take the opportunity to work on themselves. Why? Because everything else is in front of them. Because somewhere along the line, people told us like to care for yourself is being selfish. Like, it's not a real definition for selfishness. It's a real definition for it. And there are real people out here who fit the definition. But caring for yourself is not part of that, no matter how much other people want to make you feel like you're wrong for taking care of you. That's different. And in the world of social media where everybody like likes and everything, it just means that, you know, everybody's looking for validation from somebody. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to allow so much of the outside things to influence us, right? Because we all think about it. So many people have been hitting me and asking me, am I going to talk about what's going on in the industry right now when it comes to Puff? You know, my background, everybody knows it. So, of course, that's the hottest topic going on. But see, I don't look at it from the sensationalized of the, you know, of the whole scandal of the part of the story. What I look at is the fact of what they mean really, literally, by falling stars. I know a lot of people hear that term this year and always looked up in the sky wondering if that was going to be the falling star. But, you know, right now it looked like the people that you idolized so much and you wanted to be like and who you gave permission over God's gift that was given to you that you didn't even ask for. Now all of these things are coming out. It ain't going to just stop there. It's going to keep going. So some of us, for our favorites, the ones that is our favorite, right? There's some ugly things that's happening. But the one thing that I want to say about all of this, without getting into it, because it's a lot left, and now I don't care about it, right? But what I will say is this. When they say hurt people, that's a real thing, right? Because all I could say is that based on the way a person was raised versus to a person that they turned out to, a lot of people do the thing that has happened to them to other people. And for me, that's what I feel like when it comes to Mr. Sean Combs. Whatever he was doing to the people out there was the things that he had to do or what he did in order to be where he is right now. If you guys don't believe that, there's people out here who... We have given our culture away, right? You know what I'm saying? Remember, hip-hop is not rap, just rap music. It's not. But for so much, people just categorize it as one thing, like it's just the rap music. No, it's not. It's everything. It's art, graffiti. That's art. Yeah, all right, well, okay. Yes, it's if you go to New York, it's all places it probably shouldn't be. But you can't tell me that it's not beautiful, right? All right, but what I'm saying to you is that art, when they're not giving you something, you take it, right? We know that. Rebellious is what graffiti is, but can you look at the artwork that these guys are able to do with a spray can? They don't use a paintbrush, they use a spray can, right? All of the murals that you see and all these other things, these are guys that got a gift. I mean, listen, everybody has a superpower. I say this on a multiple show. Everyone has a superpower. It's just that some people don't look at the gift that they was given as that, because it's not what everybody else has. Or you can't fly, or you can't walk through a wall, right? Because we only think that superpowers exist when it comes to that. But then there are people who can do certain things, right? So whatever. But I wouldn't tell y'all to go out and electrocute no spiders so you could just run around New York if you want. I'm not telling you to do that. What I'm saying to you is that, yeah, there's a lot of things out here going on that might not can't be explained, but you still have a gift. And a purpose. So we're not going to get consumed by the music industry, but we understand what's going on out there. And, you know, to all the people involved, you know, hey, a prayer goes out to everybody involved. You know what I mean? I don't have a place to judge anyone. All I'm saying is that the reflection of what's going on with him, I see a bigger picture than what he has going on. I just feel like he's a small fish in a big pond. You know what I mean? Right. So outside of that, we know it's a couple of other things that's coming through. You guys have heard of the Doobie Act. I know, because so many people have hit me up and asked me, Rob, you saw it about the Doobie Act? And I have, and I read into it, and I saw that it's at Congress right now. And I saw what it's going to do about allowing people who have, you know, been dealing around with marijuana and things that have been affecting your jobs and your future and all that other stuff based on your career. It is on the table to no longer be able to affect you. And I feel like, you know, hey, I guess they're doing everything they can because they're making all the money off of it anyway right now. So I guess, you know, in return from feeling guilty, I mean, or whatever the reason is. But I think for all of y'all that are in the mindset of whatever's going on politically, I think you guys should be looking up everything that's going on. Remember, some things are thrown out there to be a distraction. Remember, if there's something going on that is supposedly be good, then you need to see what's going on around the other end, because it's something that may be coming up behind you that you might not be expecting. But happy 100th show to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, my guest tonight, like I say, like most times we get up here, we get with people who have a certain specialty in something. You know? And I think so many people's attitudes are based on the fact that they don't even do number two like that, for real. And I know that ain't, I know. That might be TMI for most people. But I think that the way people feel on the inside is what affects their mental and the way that they think. Because the way all this food is set up and all these other things out here, and people don't have time to exercise, so they say, and they don't, and they do everything to get a quick fix at looking a certain way versus putting in the work that's going to bring back the health benefit of what people cannot see, even you, is what's going on the inside of you. There's so many people that look good, they be passing out. Right? Because they look a certain way, but on the inside, it ain't that. All right? But my guest tonight, man, I'm excited to have her on, you know what I mean? An author, right? And she has so many different aspects to what she does. And that's what makes it really dope, because whenever I have people up here and I tell y'all they got interesting stories, they be interesting from a whole lot of perspectives. And the main perspective is that what I like about what my guest has coming on is that she's an expert in these things, and it's going to do nothing but give us a bunch of education. But we're going to find out, too, like, yo, how did you get into the whole shit business? Because that's just a part of it, right? But she has a book title, right? Shit ain't a bad word. And I'm telling you, man, context is everything. But I think some of y'all are bad people because you don't shit. But we're going to figure this out, because I'm telling y'all, if it's a correlation with it, we're going to figure it out tonight. So give me a second. Let me bring my guests up here. Let me bring Karen up here and see what's going on in the world, y'all. There she go. Hello.
Hi. Hi, hi, hi. I love your intro. It was so amazing. Thank you so much for having me in your show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I appreciate you coming on, man, and sharing your expertise with the people. I think it's very important, all the things that you do. And I think it's interesting because a few of them I've never heard of, right? So I'm excited to get into the conversation tonight. So before we do that, would you mind introducing yourself to the audience and letting them know while you're on the platform this evening?
For sure. So hi, everybody. My name is Karine Nachmani. And I'm a proud mother of four, first of all, married, and I own Pure Center, which is a clinic for colonics, or probably some of you heard about it as colon hydrotherapies, colon therapy, colonics, high enema, things like those. In Hollywood, they call me the shit whisperer. the shit queen, the queen of shit, whatever you would like to call me, I will answer. But yeah, that's what I do. I clean people from inside out, by all means, physically, emotionally, and spiritual. So that's what I do. Yeah.
And that's amazing because that's why I said our conversation is going to be interesting, because you combined all of it. You don't do what like for most people, they come and get a quick fix. They heard that this will do this for them, and they come and they just get these procedures done just so they could look a certain way.
I'll tell you, and that's connect to the way you opened up your show, is inside each one of us is, there is a soul that hides, and we all hold for our emotions and feelings and things that we've been through in life, situations, everything, stuck to the body. Some of us know how to deal with. You probably like to go to nature and expose yourself to nature and actually regain new energy. And some of us don't know how to do it. And some of us, will do yoga and some other treatments. What I'm doing, I'm combining everything and helping people to identify where they're holding things true and actually release them. With that being said, every physical problem we have in our body, there is an effect of like emotional or spiritual level to it. So the minute we release one, the other one will release as well. It happened like magic.
Wow, that makes sense. So, because I'm a firm believer in that. I don't know why. This is my first time ever talking to, you know, a professional like yourself that actually do it. I just, you know, have always thought that, like, a lot of people's attitude and their energy and the way that they think, I think it's always been associated with their physical, right? Like, what they're doing to get the things that they put in them out of them. Because there's so many chemicals and so much stuff that's going on in here. Like, I wonder why it's not a focus on trying your best to release it, right? So let's talk a little bit about the way that you do things in the spiritual sense. We know, you know, colonoscopy and all the other things, there are steps and procedures to that. But I want to talk about it from another angle. From the spiritual sense, how are you able to help people from that angle when it comes to the fact that they call you the shit queen?
Yeah. Okay. So let me take you like a little journey, as I like to call it, because one is not going to be exist without the other. I mean, it's like sometimes they don't mix together, but they cannot exist by themselves. So for all the audience, the procedure is very simple. It's much simpler than you actually think about. It's only 45 minutes procedure and you feel like heaven. That's exactly the feeling after a procedure like that. Now, I'm going to take you from the physical. So the physical, people like yourself or like other will come to see therapists like me because they have constipation. Maybe they experience some constipation, some bloating, some acne, some just not feeling that great, maybe low fatigue, low energy, fatigue. Maybe they took medication that clogged them or antidepressant, painkiller, and et cetera, et cetera. So when you come to see me, I'm going to start, you know, with flushing the shit out. I'm sorry about my language, but that's the way I will talk. Flushing the shit out of you. And the wonder about it is that you get to see everything that comes out. So what you see is pretty much what you get. Everything happened in closed circles. So if anyone think like, ooh, nah, nasty, no. There is no touch. There is no odor. The procedure itself is very clean. And you feel amazing. And it's not going to catch you, you know, after procedure. You can go back and do whatever you do. But the magic that happened when you're on the table and releasing physical fecal matter, and you start to release some blockages. Now, blockages, it's emotional blockages. It's spiritual blockages. And now I'm going to give like some tip for everybody. Did you know that depression and anxiety are connected to your gut? Did you think that your emotions, every emotion you have from childbirth, not from your childhood, is in your gut. So I like to call the cone today the second brain, because this brain gives all the signals to all the other organs. And when that organ, when the cone is clogged somewhere, all the other organs are not going to function right. And by all means, when that's not function right, you will feel fatigue or low energy. That can affect your whole day, your entire day. When your skin is not glow, when you're feeling poofy and icky and yucky. And it's not a phrase. When they say people are full of shit, literally, they are full of shit. Not just physical shit. There is a lot of emotional and spiritual shit people holding to in a lifetime. I mean, you talked about it at your introduction about people care about their likes, about how they look, about how they feel, but no one, and I swear no one, step for a minute and say, how is my this temple, that body that I'm living in, abusing it with, you know, with chemicals and food and emotion and abuse and thought and negative, positive, whatever the heck we're going through that day. But, right, you know, but this temple needs to hold, we want to live till 80 years old. I mean, imagine what we ask, you know. So I'm going to take you to the spiritual thing. God gave us this amazing machine and we keep abusing it. We don't step one, you know, forward one time to say, okay, let me clean it a little bit, you know. And I will ask you, do you clean your house at least once a week?
Right. Exactly.
You know, exactly. You live in this house. I want you to clean all those tubes at least once a year. At least that's what I would expect from people. But everything becomes superficial. Everybody care about how they look and how they will glow and the next Botox, the next, you know, whatever makeup they
surgery do. Yeah.
But in reality, they don't solve the problem because the problem has root and it's much deeper. So the minute the problem repeats, the skin gonna look disgusting. It's not gonna glow. You will have acne. You will still have that bloating, that constipation. I mean, so yeah, you can go to a surgery. Yeah, you can, do some magic cream on your skin. That will hold only 1 to 2 to 3 days. But when you clean your body from inside out, it shows, it radiates, even though you have pimple. No one will see the pimple because they will see the glow that comes out of you. And imagine, when you release so much emotions or so much baggage, and I call it baggage claim, that you don't really need. You know, we spend in half life, you know, hold emotion and baggage that we can control. Anger, negativity, you know, and it's affect our health. Instead right. of releasing everything that doesn't serve us anymore, and that I do with colonics. So I do release physical, but also emotional. And I can say that beside that fact, I help a lot of people with cancer. And this is a very important thing because cancer is my mission in life. When they get chemotherapy, that means that they're getting a lot of poison inside their body. And it's very right. important to clean that poison after every chemotherapy session. So imagine those people only want that day to feel human. That's all they want. I mean, it's not about curing someone. It's about make someone feel good, human, feel normal for even that one period of 45 minutes. And that's the importance of this whole shit story I'm bringing. So, working in the past 24 years, bring colonics or gut health in general to the mainstream because, you know, you mentioned that before, people don't talk about it. People are even embarrassed to talk about it. But let me tell you that 20 years ago, people were ashamed to talk about cancer. And now you're going to say, Corinne, you're crazy. It's important to talk about cancer. Of course, it's important to talk about constipation, farting, colors or your fecal matter, because it's very important. And most important is to know that our body gives us so many signs before anything happened, but we never listen to it. So this is what I'm teaching people, is to be tuned with their body. You know, if something repeats and it's not okay, you know, those are the red lights. It's not okay not to use the restroom more than 3 days. It's not normal. And I don't care if you're going to tell me my grandma had the same problem. It's not okay. A person should poop at least 4 to 5 times a day. And if you don't do that, something is wrong with digestion. So you want to check it out. I want to encourage people to talk about the subject, because people are dying from colon cancer every year and the numbers are in the rise.
And you know what, you said a lot of things that were really important that I want to touch on, because I do believe that there's a lot of people who don't understand. Like, there's a couple of things that our bodies must do in order for us to feel a certain way. And I think for so long, because people are inactive so much, that they don't understand that, listen, you need to sweat and you need to shit. Now, because of these two things, right? Because of the way, like you said, it takes a whole lot for people to understand their balance. Why? Because earlier, like I was saying, people have climbed away from nature. You know, nature every day shows us its balance. It's not going to be a nighttime without a daytime. It's not going to be a cloud without the sun. Flying helped me to understand that, because listen, I was flying and up there above what that level of the clouds were, the sun was bright and beautiful. And then when you descend, it's raining. So, and it's cloudy and it's gloomy, but the sun's still shining. It's just that the people can't see it. And that's what happens when it comes down to a storm. No matter what the storm is, the sun is still shining behind it, right? And so there's very few people that understand the part of balance, because their life is unhinged with being able to just always deal with the negative and not being able to use positive as a weapon. Like you said, releasing things physically is the same correlation as being able to release things mentally. Because if you feel better, you're going to do better.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because most people don't want to do nothing when they feel bad.
True.
Right? And then you got those people who don't know why they feel bad. They just think that they got irritable bowel syndrome or... You know, and I mean, I know sometimes they may, but you know, a lot of times people Google what's going on with them and now they diagnose themselves.
Oh, yeah. That Google have a lot of information, but since people are not doctors by themselves and there is a lot of information, you know, if you're going to look at your Advil bottle and you're going to see all the danger there is, I mean, basically, if you take it, you might die. So, you know, there is so many restrictions, right? There is so many side effects, but no one really think about it. You know, people want quick fix for things. People don't like to work. You know, also you can see it also with diet. And I'm going to take diet because this is a subject I'm laughing a lot. We're spending half of our life and money to go to these amazing restaurants, right?
Right.
Close restaurant, we eat good, we drink good, and the other half of our money we spend on diets. Think about this is a balance. And today, in today's world, when everybody wants to be thin by tomorrow, they start to take a lot of injections. Now, when you take all the Ozempic and all the other injection, which I don't have any negative things to say about it, the only thing I can say is that it causes a lot of constipation, and I see it on the rise. I see it with my client. Because when people don't eat, their colon doesn't work. And when that doesn't work, there is no digestion. Now, when you take that medication out, you're going back to eat. What happened to you? You're a clog. And when you're a clog, you're sick. Now, I'm going to take you to a different method when people like to be sick. And I'm sure you know some people that all they say, it's like when you call them, it's like, how are you? My head, my stomach, I ate this, I ate that. You know, those people are energy sucker first. Second, yes. Second, their subconscious is talking to them so much, but they never listen because they have a lot of, you know, codes that are clogged, and most of them are in their colon, but they're not like sitting for a minute and say, okay, what did I eat today? What made me feel the way I feel? You know, there is those questions. And I have to break some big, big myth around, you know, health in general. We live in a material world when everybody look at TikTok and Instagram and this celeb sell this shake and this one is amazing and the other one is healthy. Like, not every healthy product is healthy for you as a person, for you. I'm not talking about the majority. There is no one diet for all because we're different. We're different people. We're different feeling, different emotions, different of everything. So it's impossible to give the same recipe to me and you together when both of us didn't go through the same path. You know, if you're, let's say, if you are born into a relationship that you're that all they teach you is to be tough and don't cry and don't do and hold your emotion and hold your poop, and because I hear also a lot of parents do that, you know, and I grew up in this release, it's okay, let it go. We're two different people, so the same thing is not gonna work on us. What right. Colonic does, it's actually work individual on every client. So that's how I can actually help to you to release what's sit on you. And that's why we see a lot of, you know, problems around, because it every single little thing become like a big hit and people are doing everything by themselves. And I'm like, you know, people are crazy. People are doing detox by themselves when they don't even have a clue about it. Right. And the damage that can happen is also, it's a big deal. At least for me, it's a big deal. So I do suggest to people to please go to see professional diet, professional food. Don't listen to every single shit they're selling you.
Yeah.
You have to listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right to you or doesn't feel good, don't do it. You know, it's like, right. Don't suffer. And not every healthy food is healthy for you. For example, kale. Kale is a healthy product. It's a healthy vegetable. Right. But it's good for cows. And since we're not cows, it's not that healthy for us. It causes a lot of gas. It's not digestible. It causes constipation. It causes more damage than, you know, good. And there is other vegetables that are more amazing than kale, and you can use them. So always, you know, search for more options. Don't ever just take one thing. You know, it's important in your body. It's important.
Yeah, because you're right. Because it's so much that people have just accepted, right? I hear a lot where people say, well, what's the sense in me trying to do this, that, and the third when everything is bad, right? Or it's in the atmosphere, or everything that they selling got something in it. But that's the goal. The goal is, since you know that, why wouldn't you do whatever's possible to get the things that you're putting in out of you if this is what you want to do? Because, you know, so many of us have been caught up in the lifestyle or whatever our parents or our family's tradition is. You know, tradition has been a word that most people have followed, right? Without understanding its origin. Like, if I, like, let's take this for an example, right? In a lot of, you know, our communities, the Black and Brown communities or whatever, you know, their version of soul food, especially in the South, consists of things like chitlins and, you know, hog balls and all these other things, right? Like, and people have, you know, been over the years, four and five generations from that. Well, it ain't been that many, ain't that long. So about four or five generations from there, people have passed down these particular recipes as a tradition, but never looked at the fact that the reason why they made these foods into whatever they consider a delicacy is because there was the scraps left over from everything else that seemed to be kosher. And they did, that's all they had to eat. So they had to make that. What they ate with the other, what people were not really supposed to eat. And they made it into something that I guess tastes good and this, that, and the third. But like you were saying, like, well, no, a lot of people say this. You can't put syrup on shit and make it pancakes, right?
True.
But you know, there's a lot of people have been able to use Larry's and pepper and garlic on shit to make it taste like pancakes, right? So that's what I mean. Like, there's so much that goes on in the form of a tradition, but people don't go to the origins of that tradition to find out why is it a tradition. Because passing it down, so many people in my family have had these particular different ailments and stuff like that, that people have said, oh, it's just in my family. Versus being a person that could break that curse and say, wait, maybe I need to change what I be eating based on my family. Because then there go. But you know, then if I cannot get this up out of me, right? Somebody will go eat Thanksgiving and won't use the bathroom for a week. They got titlins, they got toenail, you know, because they be eating pig feet, they got the nails, they got everything in their stomach, yo, just bubbling. They walking around, you can smell their breath from around the corner. Word. And they can't, and I don't understand why they can't smell it. Every people who breath be smelling like that don't smell it because they use a lot of words with H in it.
I must say about tradition, because I'm not first of all, I'm untraditional person. I love tradition of family, of holidays. I am that person. But every tradition we have, we can always give it, you know, over the years. First of all, like you said, we have to understand why that tradition. Maybe they didn't have chicken, so they used whatever they had back then, you know. Maybe that was the only vegetable that grew up in the South because there is no rain or there is no sun. So first of all, we need to understand that. But you can also make it a little bit healthier. Now, without hurting the taste of it. But I'm going to say that out loud. When I teach people to be happy 80% and leave 20% for food and nutrition and the vitamins and everything. And the reason I'm saying 80% happy is because it doesn't matter what you're going to do. Doesn't matter how healthy you're going to eat and detox and drinking juices and God knows what you're going to do and live in a chamber all your life. If you're not happy, really happy, not smiling, happy also when it's not good, you know, happy with your decision, no regrets, no anger, no, like, just let it go, kind of. When you're happy, your health level goes up in the scale of 90. And when you have that, and you have also 10% nutrition, for me, you're a healthy person. In my day job, I see a lot of people that are health freak, but they're depressed and they take all those painkillers and all those antidepressants. So with that being said, I'd rather that you're going to be, you know, that you're going to be fried. You're going to eat fried chicken. And if that makes you happy for that day, that's fine. No one died from fried chicken. Let's break that myth. No one, you know, they call me the non-ordinary person because true, there is two things that can kill you is sugar. Sugar is the number one killer. And with that being said, I'm saying if you can avoid at least 80% sugar of your diet, you did good for your health. You did good right. for everything. And gotcha. The other thing is dairies. At least to eliminate 80% of dairies, because both of them are feeding cancer. Both of them are not good. Dairies are inflammatory. They create a lot of inflammation, and that hurts your joint. It hurts your muscles. It, you know, so there is some things you can improve. And I'm saying, if you like to eat fried chicken once a week, go for it. If that makes you happy, I'm saying I'd rather that you're going to have it. And I'd rather that you're going to have that shot of vodka if that makes you happy, as long as you keep some balance in your life. Balance means you sleep well, you know, you work, you say some good things in the morning, you know, like when you wake up in the morning, thank God that you are here, that you're alive. You know, people take life for granted. I don't know if you know, but I'm Israeli.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I mean, I know it for a long time. I'm not waiting for something to happen in order for me to believe in God, because I'm a great believer since the day I was born.
Right.
We need belief in our life. Doesn't matter in what, believe in something, because that is part of health as well. Thank every day for the breath you're taking. Thank every day for the green that you have. Thank for your food, because in October 7, if there is one thing I learned, is life is precious. We're here for a small amount of time. We never know when it's going to end. I mean,
right.
Otherwise we would make plans, right? So, right. so we get that second chance in life to really come back and say, treat your body like a temple. Treat your soul like that holy water you drink. You know, treat each other with more love, passion, patience. Give love. Stop being so negative about everything. I'm like, the food is not what's going to kill us. I promise you. You know, so moderation. Balance, everything that you balance in life, it's a good thing for me. So if your heritage is to keep some food and you can give it a twist and even make them a little bit healthier, you know, chapeau, that's a great thing, you know. Right. And if you didn't, I like tradition, and I'm sure you like your grandma pancakes, and you're going to continue to eat them because that is not going to kill you. Why? Because that's the memory of your grandma. And when that good memory is coming up, your energy is coming up, your soul is coming up. And for me, that's health. And unfortunately, doctors don't look that way.
No. Because, you know, like, that's more of going along the lines of a cure. Because, you know, the way that you think and feel can actually cure your body from a lot of things that you may be dealing with, versus you just going to your doctor every few weeks and they're giving you something just to treat whatever you have going on. Because sometimes, like you said, I think, you know, activity helps out a lot. But what you said earlier was right on point about the quick fix. Everybody wants the microwave look. They want it right now. They're going to do whatever they can, and then they're going to find something that's supposed to make things happen super fast, and then boom, go right back to the way that they was. Because from my understanding, if you don't change the way that you think, then everything else, no matter what you do and try, it's going to always fail, because you won't have the power of consistency. You know, consistency is your route to any success that you're trying to have in life. It's the fact that you take it, even if it's one step, take it every day. Because if you do, that's a step closer versus stopping. That's a step backwards. So I think that in life, a lot of people won't look at that as the means. They feel like, I want to jump this whole flight of steps. I'm not trying to walk up these steps. Where's the elevator? You know, some people live on the second floor of something and will take the elevator, right? Just to avoid having to do the extra work, because for some people, they think the extra steps somehow makes them, you know, it less important than the quick way. Like, everybody don't understand. You miss so many lessons along the way when you take the short route. When you take the quick route, you miss so many things that you can't avoid once you get to the next level. And I think, like you said, like, look, if you're going to live a life that is controlled by you based on your free will and what you feel like you're going to do in life, then at some point you're going to have to appreciate the person or the fact that you were given that. And the temple is the most important. So working out, exercising, trying to eat well, but at least, like you said, doing things that have that balance. There it is.
And the most important, and I'm saying that the most important right now, and this is like a movement that happened in the past 10 years, is cleaning the body. Really, cleaning the body, I'm doing it with a lot of passion because I see the results and I see how a person come from 0 to 100 in no time. And right. It can help so many people. And yet a lot of people are, like I said, afraid to even ask questions or afraid to even talk about the subject because it's embarrassing. No, and I'm here to say, no, it's not embarrassing. Talking shit is not embarrassing. Not talking is embarrassing. Being sick is embarrassing, because if you got to that point that you're sick and you didn't talk about it, you know what? I'm mad about people like that. I want to have a open conversation that people will feel comfortable to say, I have this and that. How can I help my body? And I wish more and more doctors will talk about it. I can see it today because colonics is approved to do before colonoscopy, which is amazing. So at least that part is actually great. I know I live in Los Angeles and here people are more aware, more open. I don't know. But I do believe that clean body is clean soul. So you start with baby steps. If you cannot do colonics, start with small enema. Start with some juicing. Start with calling someone like me and just ask questions. Go to websites, search. You know, it's great. It's a great feeling. It's very easy. And, you know, it's reminding me 7 years ago when I talked on some show about colonics, and they looked at me like I was the crazy one. And no, I'm not. You know, apparently, I guess I'm the normal one and everybody's not. But the conversation between, you know, at least in my household, after we eat, you know, at dinner, when everybody finishes, we all talk shit. So I don't know. And I'm sure it's happening in every house. And now you're going to remember your household. Yeah, we all talk about it. But it's so funny. We can talk about it between us, but to take it out of the room, it's so hard, bro.
That's part of releasing. But, you know, a lot of it got to do with perception, right? Because, you know, there's always been this taboo myth going out that says women don't do number two, right?
I know.
But so then when you, like you're a woman and then you're just speaking about it like that, I think the initial shock of it is because, you know, certain words make people, it gives you a picture. Like, it's not just something that you can hear and you don't automatically see it. It's just like if somebody could be talking about a taco, you'll immediately picture one in your head. So shit is one of those that the way that the context is used, it'll automatically put the thought in your head. So if you was somebody to say, hey, man, you know, man, I ain't shit in 4 or 5 days, man, I feel backed up. A person will automatically put a vision of somebody trying to use a bathroom and can't. You know what I mean? Or whatever that may be. So I think that's what it be. It's just that certain things will trigger the vision. And then in that, the replay in their head is what's causing the emotion right in that moment right there. How they gonna feel about it? Because see, talking to you about it, right? Just like somebody randomly was out there and they were talking to you about it, and you said that, you actually can help them versus somebody who wouldn't want to talk about it at all to somebody just because they walked up and said it. You know, they'll feel kind of embarrassed. Like, oh, why are you talking about shit like that? Like, you know, what's wrong with you? Like, but you're in California, so everybody out there try to look a certain way. So I'm
Let me tell you a story. Last year, I went to a book signing. I mean, let's mention that my book is called Shit Isn't a Dirty Word, because it's so not. And my own podcast, it's called also Shit Isn't a Dirty Word, because over there, I'm like spreading everything like no tomorrow. And the reason, the biggest reason I created my podcast, Shit Isn't a Dirty Word, is when I wanted to promote my book, I called every company that I know, like a PR company, and none of them wanted to take me under the wings because of the title. And when that happened, I can say, first of all, it's motivated me even more because there is no glass wall I'm not going to break. Because I decided, first, I'm from the pioneer that brought it. Second, I want everybody to talk about it. It's so important that if I'm going to leave this world, I want to leave something that you're going to remember me by. So in one of my book signing speeches, it was, I think, in Texas or Las Vegas. It's almost like a comedy show because I am talking about everything very freely, obviously. I'm laughing about everything. But most important, I'm making you understand in the most simple way, what is it, why you shouldn't even be afraid of it, and what's the benefit of it, and how I can help you to help yourself. And this is the point that I always tell my audience. When they're going to leave, they're going to look at shit in a different way. And it's true. Because most of my clients, when they go to the restroom, I'm sorry to say that they do think about me, at least in the way of what Karin would say, which is embarrassing because I have some client that calls me. They're like, you're not going to believe. I thought about you when I was in the restroom, like she would say, great, good. This is a good color. This is a good. And you know what? It's great because if I could change something in someone, it's great. I guess I did my job right.
Yeah, you know what? It's very few times in life where somebody wants to be, correlated with shit. Right? Because you got to think about it. Like, you know, when you think about it, it's never nowhere in life where you wanted to say, like, while somebody is actually taking the shit, that they're thinking about you because you told them ways that they can take the proper shit or what it's supposed to look like and all these other things. Like, see that now, that right there is what would really make things intimate, right? Because very few people can be free with that. Now, like you said something earlier too, in the long sort of lines of like how people were raised. Like you were raised with a certain mindset of what you should and should not say because it is to make you look a certain way. So to be free about things that people feel ashamed about is really amazing because, right, all right, let's take this for example. I had a guest on here a few shows back where it was a guy who was on here talking about how he was molested as a child, but, you know, by his own dad. But the point of the stories that he was telling was telling people about the signs of why it's wrong, because as children, you don't know, right? You just think that everything is everything because you're trusting the people who are there to lead you, not knowing that they're really leading you the wrong way, right? So they have... life is set up for people to be affected by the people who are, I won't say above them, but, you know, that they trust.
You're affected by the whole, you know, surrounding. I mean, let's take it, true. A wife and a husband. You know how many times, well, my husband is a different case because if you're going to ask him, he's going to say, I'm married to a truck driver. I mean, that's how he calls me. But he's like, you have no shame. You're another woman. And he always like look at me. He's like, this is how a woman acts. And I'm like, what do you mean by saying that? It's things that, you know, our husband said that, our mom, or what you saw in your family, certain ways. But it's okay. There is rules that we can change. You know how many times I get husband and wife, and the wife tell me, I'm not going into the restroom if he's like in the next door in the room. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like it's your husband, it's part of you. What did you think that women don't digest? I mean, they eat, and a lot of them eat more than men. and they have babies, and they have crap inside. I mean, and then as a man, you're so surprised. She's so full of shit, and she's so angry, and she's so fatigued, and she's so in like yuck, because that's the way she feels inside. Imagine if she's gonna be relieved. You're gonna get a whole different woman, and seriously, a whole different woman, because, and let me get, I mean, we're very open. I mean, it's a great open conversation, and I love it.
Definitely.
And let's go a little bit even deeper, which is sex. You know, when a woman, because I'm a woman, I can say about it, when a woman is so clogged, you know how hard it is to even have proper sex, because it's right. not comfortable. You feel bloated. You don't feel good. And when you don't feel good, you take that shit out of your mouth on your husband or your partner. I mean, you're not good. You're not in the greatest thing. Imagine when everything is free and empty and you don't think about that inside of you because it's all good and empty. Even it affects your sex life. So you have so many things that affect you in so many ways. You know, you have girls that are bitching around. I'm like, girl, go release, go poop something. Because seriously, because they're so uncomfortable. And if you ask those women, they will tell you, I didn't go to the restroom for 3 days. For them, it's normal. You know, no, it's not normal. And yes, I understand the embarrassment a little bit, but hon, if he's your husband and you have kids, if he's gonna hear you pooping on their next door, nothing will happen. It's just to get past that, you know, get past that thing. And when you have some open relationship, everything changes, because it does change in so many levels in life. I mean, I talk shit all the time. Even my kids are so embarrassed by me, but what can I say? This is me. And the first question I ask my kids is, did you poop today? You know, it's a very important question, because then you have teenagers that with constipation, that takes a lot of laxatives, that wants to look good, and then they're depressed. And then there is disease. So we can help all of them. Really, we can help. There is so many ways to help. And I can talk about shit from now till next year, because the subject is big.
No, but you're right. I think that's the one thing. You know how it is, where people are looking for things to be huge in order for them to understand that their life needs a change, right? You know, so often we look at things that go on in the political world, or things that go on at your job, or all these things, that's the only thing that can really affect you. But we don't understand the smallest things, like, well, I won't call it a small thing, but being able to use a bathroom regularly will change so much in your life, right? Because you're not holding things in. And that's the balance of it being metaphor or, well, physically and spiritually. Because when you're feeling bad, you start to harbor and hold on to the things that are bad. It's just, they go together, because it's an energy, right? You don't have to chase what you attract. That's just the point. I think that the whatever energy or whatever you giving out to the universe is what you're going to get. So when you're sick or you're feeling bad, that's all you can think about. It's bad. You can't think about good. You're not in the mood for good. You're not in the mood for people unless they're there to help you, depending on how you feel. Or then you got those people who,
and in a like way, you're attracting those people too.
Well, you know, it's a thing. You get like, you know, people who don't recognize that, right? As a means of why certain people are in their life. They're thinking that they chose them versus that you really attracted them, right? Based on your energy and the level that you were, you attracted a certain type of person. And now that you have that person, that balances off. Because what you said earlier was one thing that's important. You know, there are people out here who get a lot of attention from feeling bad. So sometimes mentally their stomach and stuff is messed up, but they're not really physically there, but they can make themselves feel a certain way because they think a certain way because of the reaction they get.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, more importantly, and I'm sure you experienced it in life, I'm sure you've been through a lot. How many times when you change something in yourself, your environment changed, meaning your friend changed. And it's not because something you change in them, you change something in you, and now they don't like it. So I call it God take people away and brings, you know, people to your life for a certain reason. And if they finish, I guess you don't need them in your life anymore. And I'm saying, you know, now we have the choice. We're grown up. We have the choice, and our kids have the choice as well to surround ourselves with good and healthy environment, with good vibe people. If even if it's your best friend tell you every day, oh, my life is sucks, my, you know what, take a break from him in a nice way. You don't have to be ugly, in a nice way. Why? Because we don't want to attract, when we attract too much bad energy, our life will be the same as his all the time, bad energy. When someone tells you my stomach hurt, my hurt, you know, all those, your ear is tired also from hearing that. The same way my ear is tired of hearing, I want to lose 1 pound. I'm like, if you want to lose 1 pound, do it. But do it for the right reason. Love yourself, embrace yourself, do things for yourself, and then, you know, and then if that 2 pounds is what you care about, that's fine. You know, it's all about balance. Everything has to be balanced, and we need to find 80, 20, 40, 50. You know, there is, how could I say it without being, you know, crazy? And I'm gonna say it very simple, people. It's like there is no 100% people. There is no perfect. There is no perfection. I mean, we're all crazy. In some way or another, we are
That's right.
all, you know, there is fucked up in every one of us. Some things are unbalanced than other. Our job is to balance things out in our life. It's to
Exactly.
balance things in our health. And it's about time that you people gonna take the charge, like to be in charge in your life once and for all, because people forgot how is it to take charge on their life. And your health. Take that charge back. You decide which doctor, what do you put inside, what food, not because the TikTok said, not because this doctor recommend, because you feel good eating it, because you feel good doing it, not because someone said. And like life is, and you said it really nice, you know, people are running marathon without digesting anything. It's like they swallow and then it's clogged. I mean, we went so far with technology forward that we forgot how we start. So there is no digestion in the middle. And that's the biggest problem. You know, I'm 49. So I remember the first kiss, the first hug, the feeling of it, those butterflies. You don't have those today, and it's a shame. It's we kind of we want to go into the extreme without even say I love you. That's it's impossible. It's just impossible, you know. So like everything in life, we have to digest, we have to swallow, we have to chew. And you said it nice to you know to walk on the stairs, feel it. It's okay to, you know, to fail. It's okay, but at least you're feeling it. And you, but everybody wants to be on the top without being in the bottom, and that is impossible. I guess people from our generation know it, but you know.
I mean, whenever people could turn open a phone and see that somebody has something that looks like them or around their age, they feel like they're supposed to automatically have it right then and there. So many people make so many mistakes because of the lack of maturity. But another thing that's important too about the conversation that we're having tonight, I just hope that a lot of people who watch this will take the time out to really, analyze their life over versus looking at everybody else around them feeling like, there's something wrong with them. Because There, it may be, because like you said, you know, you pray, I pray the same thing every day, you know, remove the people that's not supposed to be and add those that are, because we realize that we can't do this life by ourselves. So we got to be willing to accept that whenever we ask the universe to do that, when certain people are no longer there in that particular aspect, we got to be willing to accept that too as well, because that's a part of cleansing too. Right. So many people holding on to them, to other people, based on the fact of how they literally feel on the inside, which, you know, taking care of the inside of you will help you to make better decisions. And it will allow you to be a lot more confident. I think a lot of people don't make certain decisions, but from the lack of confidence. Right. Wondering what other people are going to think and if it's going to work out versus taking each step at a time, knowing that, yeah, I might not get there faster, but the way my body is going to look, or the way that I'm going to get paid back instantly from being feeling better, is going to be, you're going to get better sleep because you actually was able to use more. It's just so much things that comes with not being willing to throw yourself in the microwave and want it, you know. It's okay to cook some meals.
That's the story of my life. If I would listen to every no I received in my life about colonics, about cleanse, I guess I wasn't here. But since I'm more stubborn and I do believe in what I do, I'm here, and I'm here to spread the word. And for all your audience, there is all the information that I guess you're going to attach to the episode. Yeah, yeah. And they can find my book, Shit Is in a Dirty World, in Amazon. I would love to even send you one as a gift. I wrote it in the most funniest, you know, fun, right, light, easy to understand. So when you read it, you kind of feel in it. You see yourself inside and you laugh from time to time. Because the idea was to just give the audience or the reader the feeling that it's okay, that I'm hugging you, to tell you it's fine. It's okay that you feel the way you feel. You know, you're human. Hey, I feel it. You're human.
I love it. Fine.
It's okay to feel that way. Nothing wrong with you. You're just human being. And it's a big part of life. And I also have this amazing line of vitamins. It's called Noah Vitamin. And if someone wants to start to clean their body, but they don't have colonics, or they don't know any colon hydrotherapies, they can always start with this first three-step start for 12 days detox. You get everything from 0 to 100, from A to Z. You get everything, and you can get to talk to me all the time, to ask questions as many as you need. And all my information is in my Instagram. They can follow us there. There is blogs. There is so many information I'm putting there. Okay. Yeah, because they, you know, they call me the shit lady. Yeah. Not just like, because I do talk everywhere, in every stage. And soon in December, I will be performing on the Hollywood Fringe Festival, talking about shit. Yeah. It's going to be Shit Is in a Dirty World. That's how we're going to call it. And it's going to be a great, I mean, I'm having fun with my journey. I'm enjoying every moment. And every time I talk to someone new, it's fascinating me and makes me happy, because I can spread my word everywhere. And I touch someone from your audience. I guess I did it.
Yeah, because look, it's important what you're doing. And I'm just thankful that, you know, that you chose the platform to be able to, you know, tell your story and stuff like that, you know. And I'm thankful, right? Because I think that most people that's going to watch the playbacks and the people who jumped on live tonight, they got a lot from you, right? Because you didn't make it as if it was a dirty thing, and you didn't come on here and be extra serious with the whole scare tactic in order to make people buy a service or, you know, certain things that they may do. You were very light and very entertaining, and you were, you know, you were able to let people know, like, this is who I am. I'm helping to spread that this is very important that you talk about this and not look at it as a bad thing. So anything that can help people with self-esteem and confidence boosting, because you're telling a person it's okay, you know, to have the confidence to be able to be around your partner in that way that, you know, if you put something in, it got to come out. So there's no need for you to be worried about, you know, you in a hotel room, it's only one bathroom, now you don't want to, you know, so it's a lot. So you spoke a few minutes, but so before we get out of here, this is what I like to do. Can you tell the people your Instagram and Facebook and all of these things, your website or whatever? I know yes. Your book, shit is not a bad shit word. It's on Amazon. Dirty word. Isn't yeah. a dirty word on Amazon. Yeah.
Exactly.
But how can they get your, how can they reach out to you? What is your Instagram?
Okay, they can reach out at purecenter.com. They can follow me on Instagram at purecenterhealth. And you get, they're going to see me or Karine Nachmani Otter. I will have Eric send you all the information so you can share yeah. it with your audience. Eric is an amazing guy that works with me. And before I'm ending, this is kind of funny and a good thing. You know, always remember, you take your car every 3 months for a tune-up. Take your body once in a year. Tune it up. Please, do yourself a favor. You know, and you say something right. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to educate you. I'm good at what I do. I have work. You know, I have my own clientele. But if I can help someone anywhere out there, this is what I do. That's what I do, what I do. That's why I don't take shit from anybody. Because I want to have a normal conversation. I don't want people to look at me like politically correct. That's not the idea, man. You know, the idea right. is not to be politically correct. The idea is actually to bring it into your face, to bring right. you into reality that it's so important. Treat your body as important. Treat it as a second brain. Don't let it go. Don't mislead things. Listen to your body. And you know what? Be good to yourself. That's the best you can do.
It is. And look, I was going to ask you that you had something to say. That's it. That's the best way to end it right there.
I
look,
know.
All the people that watch tonight, man, thank y'all for jumping on. I really appreciate y'all. There was a bunch of y'all jumping off and on. At least I really appreciate y'all. Thank you to you, Karen, for coming on here, sharing your expertise, letting people know, especially women out there, because I'm sure that a lot of women will, you know, they're really going to get this and they're going to look back at this and say, you know what? Yeah, I need to take that part of my life a lot more, you know, a lot better, because a lot of women deal with bloating and a lot of other things and they don't realize that it's because they're not using the bathroom enough. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you to everybody that watched tonight. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all already know the deal. Mm-hmm. So Karen, don't leave yet. We're going to talk a little bit offline. But for all of y'all that's watching, y'all know what to do. Stay tuned each and every week. I tell y'all, man, I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. You'll never be disappointed by checking us out every week. So thank y'all again. And before I go, y'all know, remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.